All right. Welcome, everybody. My name is Lane Winsett, National Consultant with Ambit Energy. This is the Ambit Energy Business Builder Call held every Sunday night. To be able to plug in and be able to get some good quality information, some training that will help you measurably increase and improve your Ambit business. Tonight, I have a very, very special guest. I'm so excited to have somebody on the call that has not only fast-tracked to regional consultant, but also fast-tracked to senior consultant. This is a gentleman that I know is going to be one of the top leaders in our company. He's already setting the world on fire, very, very strong leader in our company, and I'm so excited to have him on the call tonight. Chuka Echo, are you on the call, sir?
Yes, sir. How's everybody doing? Thank you, Lane, for that wonderful introduction.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining us. We do appreciate it. I think one of the things that everybody wants to know is a little bit about you personally. If you can, please share some personal information, how you got started, maybe a little bit about your sponsors or some other leaders that you have been working with, and then we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of the actual call.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. First off, I want to thank my sponsor who showed me the opportunity the first time, Aldrich Jack. Wonderful, wonderful trainer, mentor, and his upline, Rose and Kevin Duncan, they're amazing. Everybody in the Houston team, all the ECs, the Yellow Jackets, just meeting everybody. So I'm just want to say I'm thankful to be here. And so a little bit about me. I've always been in the service industry for my job, so I've always been helping out people. And so currently right now I am a police officer, so I'm always, you know, looking to serve my community. And so when the opportunity was presented to me, it just kind of made sense that, you know, hey, I've got another opportunity to serve more people, help people in my community, and just do great. So that's kind of how I kind of got started, you could say.
How long have you been in the business now, Chuka?
Gonna be coming up on a year, actually. Yeah. So
awesome.
Yes.
Well, I want to personally thank you, and I know a lot of other people listening want to thank you for your service and your bravery, basically being a police officer and something that is so direly needed out there as far as leadership. I know that you get an opportunity every day to put your life on the line for us, and we do appreciate that, and that means a lot. And from what I understand and our little conversation that we've had together, I know that one of the things that you're looking for in addition to becoming a, you know, just a police officer, you get paid a salary there, but your goal from what you shared was that you'd like to earn, of course, some residual income and have this as kind of a sideline business that can help you to achieve that goal. Am I correct?
Yes, that is correct. Seeing all the other people that are in this business and how they've achieved their time freedom, you know, it was very appealing and exciting, you know, because, you know, it's possible. And then just meeting all the other people from different parts of the country, I'm like, hey, this is something that's great. I need to jump on it. So.
Well, I know that we wanted to share Ambit Energy business opportunity strategies. In other words, we talked about the 8 ways that we could put people in front of what we call the Ambit story. But before we get involved with that, just like you as a cop on the beat every day, I mean, you put yourself in a situation where you have to read people, you know, right up front. You have to have that sixth sense, I'm assuming. I'm not speaking for you, but I'm just assuming that. So you've got to have all your senses kind of going there. And it's kind of the same, is it not, you know, when you recruit people? Can you share a little bit about your approach? And, you know, because it's one thing, you know, getting people to look at the different types of ways to share the story of what we're going to talk about
mm-hmm.
tonight, but you can't get them to look at the story if you haven't given an effective approach. What are some of the approaches that you use, or what is your approach, let's say in the coal market, that you use to introduce this business opportunity to people?
Yes, definitely. So you definitely have to, I like to say, pre-qualify people for this opportunity. You don't want to bring people on that aren't, how do I say, money motivated. So,
right.
You know, a simple way, if I could, would you, you know, if I could show you a way to, you know, make some residual money in your spare time, would that be an opportunity you'd be open to? And, you know, you
yes.
just want to listen and then see what they say, you know. Are they giving you, like, a definitive answer, or is it kind of 50-50, shaky? And so the ones that are, you know, I would say money motivated, you're like, okay, this person, you know, they're ready to go. They've got ambition. This is somebody that can possibly, you can bring on your team and, you know, help grow together. So definitely pre-qualifying people and making sure that they're going to be like the right fit for the opportunity.
Yeah, I totally agree. From what I hear you telling me, you don't want to drag them kicking and screaming against their will through the doorway of success. And that's what a lot of people do, do they not? In other words, they go out and try to be a helper. There's nothing wrong with, you know, you don't want to prejudge people, right? But you do want to what? Pre-qualify them.
Yes, correct. And you have to meet them at where they're at. And, you know, for everybody, they're going through different, everybody's current situation is different. And so sometimes they may be dealing with something where they can't see the opportunity and, you know, it's no fault of their own. So sometimes you may have to circle back around and, you know, follow up with them at a time where, you know, whatever burden they were dealing with has passed and now they can see the opportunity and they can be like, okay, yeah, now I'm money motivated. So
the approach you're using is the old if I could, would you, which is sold more products and services than any other approach than any other sales, let's call it pitch for no other reason. If I could show you a way you could own and operate your own profitable business in the energy business, work with me part-time, make a little extra money, would that be something that would be of interest to you? And then how they react to you, you know, is going to make a determination on whether or not you're actually going to put them in front of the story. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, yes. And once you, you know, you pick up on this, because it's kind of like you got to practice it and, like, watch for the words they say and the cues. And then from there, you go into, like, your implementation, what the next step is, how fast can you get them in front of the opportunity.
So how important would you say it is to learn that approach and make it a reflexive thought, kind of like shooting a hoop of a basketball or maybe fishing and casting a rod?
Very important. It's if you want to become, I would say, a professional, whether it's in sports, you see it in sports, you see it in people in sales, people in different areas of life that are skilled or high or have a high proficiency for a specific skill. They practice it day in, day out. And not every time you're going to win, but it's, they say repetition deepens the impression. So from there,
yeah,
you know, you develop your own way of becoming proficient at, you know, pre-qualifying people.
And that really kind of sifts people out, does it not? That's the sifting process that allows you then to make a determination. Okay, this person's responded positive. They've said, yes, I'm money motivated. I want to potentially do something. Because if they're not motivated, right, to take action, then they're not going to do anything. I mean, so what's the first step or what is something that you do to try to put them in front of the story, let's say, almost intravenously, you know, where you can quickly get them into the system to at least have a glance or a look at what it is that we're doing. What's the first step? What do you, out of these eight steps that you've got that are showing this, what would you consider
mm-hmm.
one of the first? Now, they all can be, all of these steps, from what I understand you're going to share tonight, can happen at any given time. They're not,
correct.
This is the
yes.
one going down the line. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. There's no particular order, but the quickest way is through the video while using the app. And with through the app and sending them the video, you can actually track whether or not the person watched the video. So that's another pre-qualifier that shows, okay, this person knows how to take action. They're a self-starter. So that's a way that you can know, okay, this person, they're going to be a right fit for the business, you know. They can follow directions, watch a video, and then from there you can get back with them and see what they thought about it.
And if they do watch the video, then what's the next step? Maybe go to a three line, you know, to their upline to do a three-way text or a three-way call. Is that correct?
That would be the next step. The next step is you would want to put them with the, in a three-way call or text message with the, with your upline, and that way it kind of helps take the pressure off you and it allows your upline to kind of fill in the gaps that you may not be too familiar with. But now you can kind of have somebody in your corner to explain more of the opportunity to that new person.
Yeah, especially since you're new and you really, you know, you might have just got started last week yourself, right? This allows you to be able to put somebody that's more seasoned and also has the credibility they bring to the table. So the first goal, also, by the way, if they don't watch the video, you know, don't get bummed out, right? In other words, call them back on the phone and say, hey, the link, are you money motivated or not? Kind of sift them out, blow them out, you know, some will, some won't, so what, you know, don't feel like you're doing something wrong if they don't watch the video. They, you know, they're just not the right candidate for what you're looking for. You want people that are going to take what? Action.
Action.
If they can't
watch
the video, build a million-dollar business in your business if they can't watch a video. So here we are at the three-way call now. Let's say we did a three-way call. We validated the prospect. They're excited. They're fired up. If they're in a regional area that they can be plugged into, what now? What would be the next step?
So I would say the next step would be to meet with them one-on-one, or even ask them, hey, if you know anybody that's also money motivated like you, bring them along. That way you can sit down with them and, you know, talk things out and say, hey, this is what it's going to be. This is what it's going to be. This is what it's gonna, this is what it's going to take. Because like you said earlier, they may have not watched the video, so they may be missing parts of the opportunity that they don't know about. So this is where you can come back and say, hey, this is going to happen. A, B, and C is going to require X, Y, and Z. So
one-on-one or formal, you know, I mean, not a formal, but a like at Starbucks or at a hotel lobby.
Yeah, take them out to lunch, dinner. You know, you want to make them feel comfortable, welcome, and say, hey, again, if I could show you a way where you could make some extra money on the side, you know, would this be something you'd be interested in?
Right, and you're building that bond and that relationship. I always say if it's a cold market prospect, the first time you meet them, they're a stranger.
They're a stranger, yep.
Yeah, second time you meet them, they're third time, hopefully you've built a friend, right?
Yes, correct.
Because they're not going to buy from anybody they don't like. They're going to buy from, I mean, ultimately, you at the end of the day. I mean, you know, so then, you know, the goal would be what? We're up into now the number four. We've covered video, number one, number two, the three-way or text or call, number three, the one-on-one presentation.
Could be a two-on-one.
Right.
Yeah, so the fourth way is, we call them the visual business presentations. These are ones that are held in, you know, every city. And these are the ones where we go through the full gamut of the ambient opportunity from A to Z and show you, hey, this is what it is. You'll meet other people that are also in the business, from MCs to NCs and in between. Sometimes corporate is in town and you get to meet them. So those visual business presentations is a way for them to plug in and be around those other people that are in the community that have been working the business. And so they, from there, they can see, oh, okay, this is what it is. This is what these people are doing. It allows them to buy in even more.
Now, one of the things I always try to share with people, and I know we talked about it a little bit, was the fact that the cost of entry is so inexpensive that you want to kind of lay that out, you know, for them to get used to, right? In other words, up front, even when you first meet them, you know, if I could show you a way that you can own and operate your own business and it was only $75 for your training, support materials, everything you need to get started, would that be something that would be, so the more you hammer that home where that $75 becomes not an issue, because the number one objection, right, in any selling
money.
Situation, right, I would, but I need
money.
To buy, you know, it's the,
yeah.
So So I would just have kind of drip on them a little bit about the $75 and the free month and then $30. That way, when you're at a formal business presentation, they're not thinking about, well, how much is this going to cost me?
Exactly. Yes, correct. Well, yeah, once you get that objection out of the way beforehand, then it doesn't become sort of like a roadblock for them to learn about the opportunity for them to excel in the business.
Okay, so now number five, attending local events, really, really what we're talking about there is that's like get-togethers, community, you know, with your upline, or maybe your upline's doing a barbecue or, you know, some other way that's not necessarily a formal business presentation. This might be a more laid back, but could be something to do with raising money for, you know, Ambit, the food program that we have, which is the fundraiser, you know?
Yes, Ambit Cares. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And then local networking events where they can be around other people that are in your circle and just see how they've been, you know, part of the journey with you as well. They can kind of like feed off and see, okay, this person, you know, he has this group of people around him that are supporting him. He's supporting them. He's buying into their businesses and, you know, helping them grow their business. So it's like, okay, this opportunity, you know, it's much more than what it appears to be. It's very, has a vast reach.
It could be a booth, like, or maybe go to a chamber of commerce mixer with somebody, right? That Ambit rep is, you're already a member of, let's say, the Hispanic or the Black Chamber of Commerce or the Chamber of Commerce, and you want to go to a meeting and you want to take that prospect, even though they may not be in the business, you want them to experience, you know, being part of the Ambit team, so to speak.
Yes, correct, because, you know, Ambit, it branches out to just more than itself. There's so many areas of business and networking that it goes into that it exposes you to almost everybody, all types of businesses. So just like you said, it gives them that boost to say that, hey, this is like really like a global phenomenon.
Yeah, because we don't ever have to apologize. We're a $1 billion company backed up by a multi-billion-dollar company. I think that kind of share with people
so.
That.
Yes. So Vistra, there are like big company, and so we're a $1 billion company. You know, this is something that's, you know, it's legitimate. You know, this is not something that's has a bad connotation to it. You know,
yeah,
this
like
is
when
actually
somebody,
something that
when somebody throws the old MLM, this is an MLM deal, right? I mean, we don't need to start back crawfishing back, right? We don't need to make excuses.
No. Mm-mm.
We've already made 90 millionaires, for God's sakes.
Yes. So yes. Exactly.
Reason. That's important, don't you think?
I agree. Yes, because you know it shows that we have credibility. The process is proven, and you know it works. You know, Ambit works. So.
So on number six, attending regional events. Now, those are like rallies, right? Corporate always puts these rallies together, right? And these trainings that go, those are also events that they can actually attend and participate in and sit back and be a fly on the wall and watch and observe, right?
That's correct as well. And, you know, it just one thing I'll say, the events, they're spread out through the year. So sometimes you may catch somebody and we're doing a regional event, or if it's a new person, we may be doing a local event. So for me, I'll skip ahead to number eight. It was the Super Bowl of Ambition. And so that was the big thing that was coming up. And so that was what kind of got me going. That was my event that I was attending at the time. Again, different periods, different events going on. But at the time when I joined, Ambition was the one coming up. So
yeah,
that was what kind
of right to the big kahuna, right? So
So
that was our point in the beginning is that, you know, we have all of these different events. And of course, you know, number seven going down the line was the semi-national event, like Kickoff. That's another kind of a semi-annual event. And then we have the big kahuna, which is ambition every year. So, you know, with all of these different ways to expose and tell the story, and that's ultimately what we're doing, you know, it's our job to do what? It's our job to put them in front of the story and let the gravity of the story, well, first of all, qualify them to make sure that they're motivated, and then validate and you know, put them in front of the story to let the story, the weight of the story carry the day, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they don't see it after that, I mean, you know, $75, we go out and buy a steak dinner, or ladies can go buy a purse for $75 or a pair of shoes. It's not the money to get involved anymore, right? In other words, it's whether or not they're really wanting to do it. So, you know, don't beat yourself up. Go out and, you know, learn an effective approach, and then safety of numbers, laws of averages. You got to work the numbers. And if you work the numbers, God's going to look down on you, you know, knock, seek, and
correct.
Ask, and it'll be right.
Yes, correct. And, you know, there's always somebody out there that's money motivated. Is to say, to be negative and say there's nobody out there, it's kind of a defeatist attitude. So you just want to remain positive and know that, you know, think back to what got you money motivated and say, hey, if I can get myself like this, then surely there's somebody else equally just like me that's out there that I can connect with. So
how important would you say that, with all of that given, having a crystal ball, that the ability for you to have your own personal goals, to overcome the fear of rejection, which is what's going to keep people from actually learning the approach and putting people in front of the story, because they're never going to do it unless they're motivated themselves, right, to do it. So
mm-hmm.
How important are goals, dreams, and aspirations that are written and specific with a deadline for their attainment? What? Tell me a little bit about how you feel that helps out tremendously to get people off their rear end and actually, you know, not, in other words, fearing the failure of their own goals more than the fear of the failure of somebody telling them no.
Yeah. So basically, I mean, having a system in place where you kind of have to police yourself and say, okay, I'm going to attain this goal in 30 days and this goal in the next 60 days. And then just holding yourself accountable, and then when you're with your team, telling them to keep you accountable, so that way, you know, everybody can stay on track. Because without a system, everything is just kind of it's gonna go haywire and not really go anywhere. So definitely having a system in place, having goals, and knowing that hey, sometimes you know you may not reach that goal, but at least you learn something along the way. So that way, when you reset that goal, it's like, okay, now we know how to attain it and go past that goal.
Well, I'm so excited to have you on the call tonight. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here and helping others that are maybe new in the business. You know, you've only been, as you said, this is your kind of first year in the business, and already you've achieved a great success of moving forward and up the ranks, and you've done it through perseverance and done it through your own personal, motivation. And, you know, I look forward to seeing you walk across stage doing a lot of great things with the company. And I know a lot of the other leaders are always happy and proud that you are part of our team and helping and open-minded to helping a lot of other people and being blind to downlines and helping others achieve a higher level of success. So, Chuka Iko, Senior Consultant, I know you're headed to that EC soon, and I can't wait for you to walk across that stage in the future getting that yellow jacket.
Oh, man. Thank you, Lane. Yes. And I could have never done this by myself. Again, I want to thank my sponsor that showed me this opportunity, Mr. Aldridge Jack, Kevin and Rose Duncan, everybody in Houston, Julia Emerson, the ECs, Jason, Shekayla, the Hennessys. I mean, everybody from corporate, this everybody that I've met so far has been phenomenal, and I just want to say thank you, and I'm here to take this all the way. So, and thank you, Lane.
Well, you're very, very welcome and well deserved. Hold on just a second. I want to just cover a couple of things, and then I want to get the field to give everybody an opportunity to give you a shout out for this great call and a lot of great information we've covered here tonight. So just want to remind everybody, Community Solar is going to run all the way through April 26th. Go to your power zone. There's double play on Community Solar, which is really exciting. You have extended, the Ambit Ultimate Perks that's going to go through April 26th. There's big bonuses, folks, on the table there. Don't think that that isn't money that's not there and available for you to get started and making things happening in both Maine and in Texas. You got a little extra money laying on the table there. Make sure that you grab a hold of that and put it in your bank account. Of course, the CAB triple play is still ongoing. We've got some extra innings that the company added to it. That's also extended to April 26th. So you want to tie into that as well as the Jumpstart One Grand Slam. Now, if you're not taking advantage of this, you're not really taking advantage of one of the best ways to get some big money into your pocket, some home run bonuses up to $1,000. So let's do this. I want to let everybody know that on April 21st, we have EC's Jeremy and Miyoshi Hennessy Sr. They're going to be on the call. We're really excited about having them on the call. And then, of course, April 28th, we're going to have Greg Soper on. It's going to be, he's an executive consultant, also one of the top leaders in our business. So two of the top, one mega couple, what I call a dynamic duo, which is between Jeremy and Miyoshi Hennessy Sr., going to be on, as I said, April 21st. And then, of course, Greg Soper, been with the business and also tearing it up there from the West Coast, April 28th. So let's get on these calls. Let's really ramp them up. Get your people on the calls. Make sure that you stay tied in with the different social media websites and sites that the company provides for us in social media for you to stay plugged in and keep abreast of all the local, regional, and national events that are taking place. God bless you all. Thank you so much for being on the call tonight. I'm going to go ahead and open the call up, and you can give Chuka Echo, senior consultant and one of the top people in our company, really headed to the top. Big shout out for the great call that he did tonight. My name's Lane Winsett, national consultant. Very happy to be your guest. And let me open that call up for you right now.
All right, thank you.
Great job.
Thank you so much.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Keep going.
Thank you.
I'm back.